Come on. What's the matter with you? You're going to sit there the whole day now and act like a statue?
Oh, I don't care what happens.
I wouldn't take it so hard, Herr Louis.
You get away from me.
Well, now, what's the sense of acting like that way for? Gee, Bess.
I said get away from me, didn't I?
All right. Gee, Bess, you don't have to bite me.
You lizard in the grass. You lion in wolf's clothes. Do rinse we do.
Oh, for goodness gracious mercy sakes. I ain't that bad, am I?
I can't think of nothing bad enough. You, my friend, the one that I always thought would stick with me to the end, and then find out that you gave me the runaround. I never would have believed it with my own eyes.
Well, gee whiz, what did I do? Will you tell me, please? What did I do?
You're the kind of a guy that if I was putting a fire out in front mid water, you would be around the back door squirting kerosene on it. That's the kind of a guy you are.
Oh, Herr Louis. You know I don't like to fool with kerosene.
Oh, come on, boys. We got to cheer the old boy up. So let's play him one's a tune. Let's play him the peanut vendor.
You don't have to play nothing for me, because I ain't in the right frame of mind anyhow.
Oh, that's all right. You get over it, all right. Come on, gentlemen. The peanut vendor. Eins, zwei, drei, spiel.
How did you like that, Herr Louis?
Even if it was good, I wouldn't like it.
Say, now, wait a minute. That's no way to talk when we're standing here trying to discourage you. We're good enough to play some music for you to help you forget. And then you say, even if it was good, you wouldn't like it.
Chess. Now, is that nice?
Now, don't allegorate me. I told you what my sentiments was to that tune, so don't. Well, take it or like it, I don't care.
Say, what in the world did you do, anyhow?
Well, that's just the funny part of it, Emil. I didn't do nothing.
Don't you stand there and say you didn't do nothing.
Well, I didn't I?
You didn't you?
No, didn't I?
Ach, Himmel, he doesn't even know his alphabet's right. You disgraced me forever on hereafter, me Julia. That's what you did.
I did what?
You know all right what you did. You disgraced me forever on hereafter, me Julia. That's what you did.
I did?
Well, it wasn't your Uncle Billy that did it.
Ach, Herr Louis. You must be thinking about two other people.
Don't give me that now. Don't give me that. I know who it was, and I know what you told her, too. So don't try to act so insuspicious.
Well, I'll be darned.
Listen, you. If it wasn't for the fact that we are leaving so soon on a boat for South America, and that you're the clarinet player in the band, Ach, what's the use?
That's what I say. You'd only be hurting your band, Herr Louis.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
And if you did something to me, the rest of the band would quit. Just like that. Wouldn't you, guys? Wouldn't you quit if Herr Louis did me something?
No.
See? What?
Well, all of the choking is out. Why should I sit around and worry my life away and leave her tell me what I am? Why should I?
Now you're talking. Now you said something.
Well, I'm just commencing to get my eyes open, Emil. I've stood for lots in my days. And by George, I'm a man now with too much sense to leave a woman run me around. Of course, she is a sweet girl, and I like her and all that. And I wouldn't do nothing to hurt her. and I'm old enough to know my business. And besides, I don't have to leave anybody tell me what to do.
By golly, I'll say this much. You don't get mad very often. But when you do, by chimney, you don't fool.
And I just made up my mind that if I leave her tell me what to do now, why, what is it going to be like after a while if we get married?
Oh, are you thinking about getting married, Telly?
I don't know yet, but if I do, I got to be the boss.
By golly, them is my sentiments, too.
Well, I guess at last you won't get some zens yet, hmm?
Well, you know how it is, Emil. Sometimes you got to have the whole house fall down on you before you wake up. But I tell you, I'm awake now. It took me a long time to get my ball bearings. But by George, I got them now. And I got a good motion in the head right now to call her up once and go out there to her house and unload my chest.
Well, now, wait a minute. I wouldn't chum too fast.
I know, but I can't afford to leave a woman run my business. Even as much as I like her and so forth. I got to be careful what I do, isn't it?
Sure, but you better think for a while.
I don't care. I'm going to do it. Weasel, get me a hold of the clerk and tell him to call the Rooneys, will you please? Oh, wait a minute. Better you answer that first.
All right. Hello? Hello? What's that? Hey, Louis? Hey, Louis, did you say it?
Well, who is it? And what does he want?
Well, just a minute.
It's the clerk, hey, Louis. He says there's a lady downstairs in the lobby who wishes to speak with you right away, he says.
Well, find out who it is.
Hello? Say, who is she? She won't tell you? He says she won't tell him.
Well, if she won't say who she is, then tell her I ain't in.
Hello? Hello, he says if she don't know who she is, then he ain't in. What's that? She's mad. Ach, Himmel, he says she's mad, Herr Louis.
I wonder.
Hello? Say, can you tell an Irishman when you see one? Well, then take a good look at her. Is she Irish? Hmm? She is.
Just what I thought. It's Julia.
What did you say? She's coming up.
She's coming up?
Ach, Himmel.
Is that what he says? She's yeah, coming up?
That's what he says.
Goodbye, gentlemen. I'm going down the fire escape. I'll see you later on. I'm going...